Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Many people believe that Jesus just began in Bethlehem as the baby. And we sing about it at Christmas. That's only the incarnate Christ. That's when God, robed in flesh, came here to this earth. Paul says this in Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. John is speaking specifically about the Lord Jesus Christ is who he's speaking of. So we've learned a few things here in our Bible. Maybe you didn't learn it. Maybe you're just getting refreshed. But maybe you are learning this for the first time, that Jesus is in fact God, that Jesus is the Creator, that all things were made by him, and all things were made for him. For him. John explains all this to us, and so that we don't miss the great truth of who Jesus is. That's the intention of John's gospel. John goes on to say this in verse 4. In him was life, and the life was, and here's the word we want to focus on, the light of men. Remember what God said light was? Good. The Bible says that God said light was good. Well, John here tells us that Jesus, in him was life, and the life was the light, which is the good thing, of men. And so without the light of Jesus in us, there is no good thing in us. The Bible, I know, says there's none good. No, not one. But Jesus, being our light, he is the giver of life, and he is our light. The truth is, inside of each and every one of us lies darkness. We are born a sinner. We're born into sin, and we continue in sin. We are always and forever sinful creatures. But with Christ, we can have his light, and he is the good thing in us. Outside of Jesus, we have no life. You understand, if you've not been saved today, that you are a dead man walking. If you're a woman, you're a dead woman walking. Without Christ today, you don't have life in you. All you have is an existence, and you're on your way to a place called hell without Christ. So the only way we can have true life is through Jesus Christ. That's why he came into this world of darkness. His light shines on us. That's why when he came into the world of darkness and his light shines, but look what it says in verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Y'all know what comprehension is, right? It means you understand it. It means you not only understand it, but you accept it to be true. The Bible says when he came into this world, that the light came into the darkness, but the world could not comprehend the light. In other words, they would not accept it as the truth. They wanted to remain in darkness. You may have seen this little meme going around on Facebook or Twitter or something. Here, listen to this. It says, there is no such thing as hate, only the absence of love. There is no such thing as darkness, only the absence of light. There is no such thing as cold, only the absence of heat. There is no such thing as evil, only the absence of good. Now, when I first saw that little meme going around, I thought, well, that's good. I like that. I mean, I wanted to take it for what it says. I wanted to believe it, and I wanted to share it and say, listen, that's the truth right there, you know? But as I kept examining it, and I compared it to what God's Word says, I found out that every single one of those words that they said is in fact untrue. It's untrue. None of that is true. We want to believe it. It looks good. It sounds good. It looks good to share and to post. But in fact, it's not true. When you study God's Word, you learn what John has told us in verse 5. He said, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That tells me that even though there is darkness, and even though light is there, it's not comprehended. So actually, the absence of light is still dark. Even with light in the presence of darkness, it still remains dark. It could not comprehend it. So every single day of our lives, we are witness to that. We see that even despite all the Christians in this world, which there's supposedly millions in this world are Christians, and the Bible says that we are the light, that now that we've received Christ, we become the light to shine forth His light. Despite the light that's in this world still remains in darkness. If you were to turn on your news today, if you were to get on Fox News or even one of our local news websites, you're going to find that this world that we live in, this community we live in, is in darkness, despite the light around it, despite a church every half mile around in this area. Some churches, you can stand on the front porch and throw a rock and hit another church. Despite the light, it's still darkness all around us. People are walking into churches today, shooting people. What does that tell you? Shooting people in the middle of a church where all this light supposedly exists. What about going into a college? They're going into colleges and shooting people. Going into the workplace, shooting people. There's people right now that are training young children how to wear vests with bombs on it to make themselves explode in the middle of a marketplace. Right now as we speak. No doubt it's happening in our country. They're training them in our own country now. And so this darkness surrounds us everywhere. There's still evil, even though there's the presence of good. There's people right now that, as we're speaking, they're out on the streets of Knoxville. They're exchanging money for sex, for drugs, for alcohol, all manner of things, stolen goods. People going and selling off things at the pawn shop that they stole this weekend. And so all this darkness all around us. I asked you when we first started, what does your light reveal? What does your light reveal? As you sit here on this Mother's Day morning, look around in this building. Look at some of the empty spots that we have in here. Back here, there's several benches that are completely empty. There's a few over here and over there in the middle. There's a few empty ones. And you say, well, Brother Byron, that's just the sign of the times. You know, it's going to get worse and worse as we go, and it's a sign of the times. Well, let me ask you something. How many people do you think are members of this church? You don't have to raise your hand and tell me. I can tell you that there are several hundred that have their names on our church roll book. Same as everywhere else. Every other church in Knox County, it's the same thing. They've got hundreds of people enrolled in their church and have their names on the church roll book, but yet they still have empty seats. Why is that? Well, men prefer the darkness than they do the light. They prefer their own way instead of God's way. They prefer to sleep in instead of coming and hearing about a risen Savior. And you say, well, that's being judgmental, Brother Byron. Oh, is it? I understand we've got some sick. We've got some that's out, some that are homebound, some that are staying with others. I know that. I know that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those that are able and willing to be able to get up out of bed, that God has blessed them with another breath from their body, that they could come and worship a risen Savior. They can come and sit and congregate together with other people on the Lord's Day and worship a risen Savior. They can praise His name and sing praises. How many in here today come with the thought of, what am I going to do for the Lord in this service today? Or did you come wondering what you're going to hear, what you're going to listen to, what you're going to see? Was it ever in your mind that when you come to church that you are a participator in the service? That when the question was asked, does anybody have anything on their heart? Does anybody have a testimony to share? Does anybody have a song to sing? Did it ever come across your mind thinking, yes, I have one, or I should have had one, or I wanted to? Has it ever even crossed your mind that you were coming to church to participate in worshiping Jesus? Or did you come to spectate, to watch? It's something we need to ask ourselves today. What does our light reveal about us? If I'd announced last Sunday that I was going to give out $100 bills to everybody that came to church, you would not have found a place to park this morning. They would have come early and waited in the parking lot to get in the door for $100. But yet if I announced that we're going to be preaching about the Lord Jesus being the light of the world, isn't that new movie out now? That's about the attitude of most people today, people that claim to be Christians. In John 8 and 12, Jesus is talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. They had brought a woman that had been caught, they said, in the very act of adultery. And they drug her out in the middle of everybody, and they were accusing her of what she'd done and asking the Lord Jesus what should be done to her. And during what Jesus is talking to them about, he says this to them. He said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Well, let me ask you this morning, what does your light reveal? If you are a Christian today, if you've received Christ as your Savior, you actually made the public statement that I've been saved. If I come and ask you today, have you been saved? And you say, "Oh yes, I've been saved. I received Christ. I remember the day I was convicted in my heart that I was lost and I need to be saved. And I called on the Lord's name and asked Him to save me, and He saved me." If that's you today, what is your light revealing? Because if you've been saved, it should be revealing something. We should see some light coming from you, from your what you say, from your what you do. You should be recognized as one that brings the light. Listen to this, what Jesus says in one of the most famous chapters and verses in all the Bible, John 3 and 16. He says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Now listen to what He says in verse 19. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Do you see the difference here between the one that has the light and the one that does not have the light? These men, it says, that it was their condemnation. They were condemned because they refused to accept the light, to receive the light. They loved their sin more than they loved the light. They loved darkness more than they love light. Why do you think most evil things are done in the middle of the night? Why do you think when you wake up you see the headlines of what happened in the middle of the night? Why do you think the burglar comes in to the house to steal in the middle of the night? Why do you think the murderer is found in the middle of the night? The dead bodies in the alleys in the middle of the night? Because men love darkness. Why? Because they're evil. The Bible says that they won't come to the light because then their deeds will be reproved. In other words, they'll be made visible to everyone. But he that doeth truth, the Bible says, cometh to the light. In other words, you desire to come to that light of Jesus. It's your desire. If you are truly saved, if you truly have received Christ, it should be your desire to go toward the light. It says that your deeds may be made manifest, that they're wrought in God. In other words, what you do, people immediately can recognize it's been made manifest. In other words, revealed that you truly do have the light. Your light should be revealed in you.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bablay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Holy mana will be shined.